Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, voter turnout has been steady so far in Donegal as the electorate take to the polls. Childcare services from across Donegal gathered outside Letterkenny Public Services Centre today to demonstrate over the lack of support from government for the facilities affected by defective concrete blocks. Police are investigating a possible link between two petrol bomb attacks in Omagh. And Gardaí in Donegal say the lack of care shown for road safety by some road users is shocking. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Mark Gallagher at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferrier. First in news, voter turnout is steady across Donegal as the country takes to the polls to elect 14 MEPs and almost 1,000 councillors. So far, turnout in some polling stations in the county is above 20%, with a rush expected later this evening. Polling stations are open until 10 o'clock tonight. Katie Gillen has more.
As the electorate takes to the polls in Donegal, 91 candidates are seeking a vote to secure one of the 37 available seats on Donegal County Council. In the Lifford-Stranorler local electoral area, there are 12 candidates and 6 available seats, while 18 candidates are contesting 7 seats in Letterkenny, with 9 seeking election in Milford, where just 3 seats are available. In the north of the county, 4 seats are available in the Carndonagh LEA, with 9 names on the ballot paper there, and 5 seats in Buncrana are being contested by 12 candidates. Inglenty's 16 candidates are in the running for 6 seats, and in the Donegal LEA, 15 candidates are contesting 6 seats. It's guaranteed there will be new faces on Donegal County Council for the next term, as a number of sitting councillors are not seeking re-election. Meanwhile, in terms of the European election, 5 seats are available in the Midlands North West constituency, with 27 candidates contesting.
There will be live coverage on Highland Radio from the Aura Leisure Centre tomorrow as votes are sorted and tallied, and from each county centre on Sunday for the live election results. Childcare services from across Donegal gathered outside Letterkenny Public Services Centre today to demonstrate over the lack of support from government for the facilities affected by defective concrete blocks. 23 childcare buildings in Donegal are impacted. Staff, parents and children who fear their settings will close and that they will have nowhere else to go took part in the demonstration. Donna Marie Doherty reports.
The crowd drew at least 70 people in the early stages with an expectation that more would join. Signs held by picketers read, "Save our playgroup" and "Where will we go?" Letterkenny Community Childcare Manager and organiser of the demonstration, Geraldine Burke, says their service is essential to the town.
Biggest childcare service in Letterkenny, and we're the only full day childcare service in Letterkenny. And if we have to close in September, where do people go?
Meanwhile, Fiona McCrabb, manager of Refo Playgroup, says there's a hidden stress that the public don't see in the additional paperwork that's being put on staff as a result of defective concrete.
I have to re-register because one room is staying where in our current location in the prefab, which is totally unsuitable. I have to re-register now like a new playgroup for the other room. I couldn't add up the hours that I have put in myself and staff. I've put in uploading documents and paperwork.
Teresa Gallen is the manager of TT Childcare in Stranorler, and her building's not affected by defective concrete. However, she says this impacts the industry as a whole.
What it'll mean for us is we're going to have more parents ringing, looking for spaces, and we can't provide them. So it's going to have a negative impact on all services because it's going to be seen as that we're not taking people, and it's going to affect parents trying to get back to work. So it's going to negatively impact the whole sector. Once again, we're going to be painted that we're not fit for purpose.
Substantial damage has been caused to 2 cars and a property during petrol bomb attacks in Tyrone. 2 cars were targeted in the early hours of this morning in the Berry area and in Omagh. Police are investigating a possible link between the two. Donal Kavanagh reports.
At around 4:05 this morning, a petrol bomb was placed beside a black car in the Donaghanny Road area of Beara. The vehicle was subsequently damaged and a nearby property was also damaged. Police say inquiries are continuing and they're investigating a possible link between this incident and a separate report of a petrol bomb being thrown at a black-coloured car parked in the Beatty Villas area of Omagh between 3:30 and 4:05 this morning. Again, the vehicle was substantially damaged. Anyone with information is asked to contact police on the non-emergency number 101.
The Peace Plus programme has been hailed by a former mayor of Derry and Strabane as a vital element of the ongoing effort to develop and improve the entire northwest region. Councillor Sandra Duffy was speaking after the council and the Peace Plus Partnership Board officially launched a €9.2 million funded programme. The council says the plan, developed through an intensive co-design process in partnership with local communities, will fund 58 council area projects. Councillor Duffy says this is the start of a very important process.
The Peace Programme has always been really important to yourselves and Derry City and Strabane District Council. We have seen it absolutely transform a lot of our landscapes. Our Peace Bridge was built with peace money. We have a lot of really good projects on the ground that have been transformative within communities over the last number of years. This programme now, in terms of Peace Plus, we have already bid for £8 million worth of projects, and we did the launch yesterday, and the breadth of projects right across the council area are absolutely fantastic. Grassroots led, co-designed by the community and by the statutory agencies, and we absolutely believe the programme that's coming through Peace will be transformative to communities and people's lives.
And obviously this doesn't stop at the border at Coshquane or the border at Calais or the border at what was the Camel's Hump in Strabane. This is something that also radiates into Donegal. It does have an impact right across the whole of the Northwest City region.
Absolutely. We have always been very clear in terms of Derry City and Strabane District Council, along with Donegal County Council, that we work in partnership, that the Northwest City region is a fantastic place to live, work and study, and we believe that the Peace Plus money will regenerate right across that region, and we believe that some of the projects, particularly along those border regions, will be transformative to people who live within those areas and provide really good opportunities, projects for development in terms of cultural diversity, building thriving communities and regeneration right across that area.
The Taoiseach just says the overall protection of society is more important than having restricted breeds of pets. A man and a woman were taken to hospital yesterday after a pit bull terrier, which was later shot by Gardaí, attacked them at a house in Cork. It comes after 23-year-old Nicole Morey died following an attack by an XL bully dog in Limerick on Tuesday. Meanwhile, a man and woman were hospitalised on Wednesday after a Rottweiler attacked them on the street in Enfield in Meath. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says he doesn't understand the need for having dangerous pets.
We have to bear in mind the overall protection of society, and particularly children and younger people who are vulnerable. And we had the horrific case in Ballyneety, where a young woman lost her life as a result of such an attack. And in my view, there is no need to be sort of creating such danger at all in the context of having pets.
Gardaí and Donegal say the lack of care shown for road safety by some road users is shocking, and that unfortunately the road safety message is still not being taken on board by everybody. Over the past few days, a number of drivers have been arrested on suspicion of drug driving in the Letterkenny area. On Monday, a motorist tested positive for cannabis. Their car was seized as the motorist was not insured. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, a learner driver also had their car seized as they were found to be unaccompanied while driving and tested positive for cannabis. On the same day, a third driver was arrested for drug driving after being caught speeding, this time testing positive for cannabis. Meanwhile, it's feared raising the cost of the NCT could deter people from getting it done. Proposals have been brought to the Department of Transport by the Road Safety Authority to increase the fees charged to motorists for a range of services it provides. Sheena Nocton has more.
From your 12 lessons to pre-tests, eye tests, tax, insurance and fuel, it's already costing us thousands to get on the road. Now, under these new proposals, both the NCT and driving test would go up by 10%, seeing them cost £65.50 and £93.50 respectively, adding to this already high bill. Shane O'Donoghue from CompleteCar.ie thinks it's particularly risky to target the NCT price, with many already failing to get their cars tested.
Perhaps not the average person, but people who are just struggling to keep a car on the road, perhaps. And obviously, you know, it doesn't sound like much, an extra 10%, an extra few euro, but even just the idea.
For these young people grappling with the cost of rent, bills and education, they say this increase would be unfair.
It's a big deterrent to me. I don't think I could honestly afford to run a car, pay rent and save any sort of money to buy a house. So as of right now, it's either saving or a car. And for me, the saving just trumps having a car.
It's more money. And then to do your actual test, it's €85. I've done my test. I failed my test. I have to do it again. But to reapply, do you think you get a discount? No, it's another €85. They don't cut anyone any slack.
The RSA has offered the government an alternative, increased funding from the Exchequer.
The Stormont Assembly has been told it's vital that all parties condemn the hateful online reaction to the nomination and election this week of Lillian Sinoy Barr as the new mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council. Foyle MLA Sinead McLaughlin, who previously sat on the SDLP benches of the council with Councillor Sinoy Barr, says the reaction from quarters does not reflect the city and district and is contrary to Derry's history as a city of protest and progress. Ms McLaughlin told the Assembly that this is a historic week.
Lillian and I entered politics at the same time, and I have seen firsthand through her time in politics how she has been a dedicated campaigner for her community and an unstoppable advocate for Foyleside and all the people across Derry. She has already made an enormous impact as a councillor and a campaigner, and I know she will make a remarkable mayor for Derry City and Strabane. But Lillian's appointment as our city's first citizen is also a mark of how far we have come as a society. It reflects a changing place, and it is a symbol of the diverse and pluralist community that we now all share in Northern Ireland. Of course, it is no secret that Lillian's nomination has been met with intense and sustained online abuse. That should be a cause for all of us to unite and denounce the cowards that hide behind screens and faceless profiles on social media.
Ishke Aaron has confirmed that it intends to expand the Gidor Surge scheme. As part of a pilot project, 41 pods were installed at properties in the area. Ellen Butler has more.
The demonstration project aimed to solve the inadequate treatment in Gweedore, address the area's over-reliance on the use of septic tank systems and improve water quality in Gweedore Bay. The initial stage of the project was completed in 2022. Ishke Aaron says the wastewater collected in the 41 pods has been transferred for treatment at the existing Daras na Gaeltachta wastewater treatment plant, which the utility has acquired. The treatment plant has also received a significant upgrade to ensure compliance with Ishke Aaron standards. A spokesperson says a project to extend the scheme beyond the demonstration area is currently at the strategic assessment stage.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. And in the SSE Ayrshire City League First Division this evening, Finn Harps have their third game in 8 days as they make the long trip south to take on Cove Ramblers. Fourth placed Harps will be seeking to consolidate their position in the playoff places, but they have lost in both of their previous encounters against the Cork side already this season. Former Harps player Joe Boyle has been analysing the two sides' form heading into the contest.
They've had a couple of really good performances that have been up and down. Harps have been definitely the more consistent team, and you know, I think that's been reflected in, you know, Harps have won 8 and drawn 5 of their matches, as were when you look at Cove, they've won 5, drawn 7 and lost 7, and that's the difference between the two teams at the minute. That Harps have that ability to turn maybe a draw into a win or a loss into a draw, and that's probably why Harps are further up the table than Cove at the minute.
Tom Stafford will have live updates from the game at St Colman's Park on Highland Radio from kickoff at 7:45 this evening. Elsewhere, Cork City take on Longford Town at Turner's Cross. UCD host Kerry and Bray Wanderers travel to play Treaty United. In the Premier Division, second place Derry City host Galway United. City assistant manager Paul Hegarty says Galway have been one of the best teams in the division so far this season.
I watched Galway's game against Pats on Friday night, and Galway should have won that game really comfortably, you know. Look, they didn't get any luck in that game. They're where they are because they've been very, very good. They have a good structure to them. They score goals, they keep clean sheets and that. And like, they'll not be going away anytime soon. And probably for me, I think we have been the best team probably for by Shelburne consistently. You know, with performances that maybe not results, but with performances and that, I think we've been the best team in the league.
In the other games, leaders Shelburne welcome Dundalk to Tolka Park. Sligo Rovers are away to Waterford, and struggling St Pat's go to bottomside Drogheda United. All of tonight's fixtures kick off at 7:45. Jimmy Vardy has signed a 1-year contract extension with Leicester City. The 37-year-old has scored 190 goals during his time with the club and has won the Premier League and FA Cup. Vardy helped the club win the championship title last season. On to athletics, and the European Championships have gotten underway today in Rome. This morning, there was disappointment for Donegal's Mark English as he finished fifth in his 800-meter heat in a time of 1:46.73, which means he won't progress to the semi-final. After the race, English said his tactics didn't go to plan.
I ran wide, 250. That took a lot out of me. You know, you're running an extra 3.5-4 metres doing that. That was probably the difference in the end, you know. But I felt like I kind of had to do that because no one else was going to do it. And there was only going to be three that were going through. And all of them were good kickers, you know. So it was always difficult. I wanted to try eliminate other variables and just control what I could. So that's why I took it on. Obviously today it was enough.
With more news on how Irish athletes are doing in Rome, here's Will Downing.
Both Kieran McGinn and Sarah Healy through to Sunday's 1500 metres final. McGinn qualifying in third place behind Gemma Reekie with an eye on another championship medal.
The plan is to get out there and get on that podium. That's the aim. I kind of, whenever I was looking at the tactics for that, I was like, I feel like I'm ready for whatever tactics unfold in the 1500.
Euro under 18 champion Healy coming fourth in her semi, surviving a fall by Italian Marta Zanoni directly behind her.
I knew I was not in the top six with like 300 to go, but I kind of felt confident that I could pass out one or two girls in the last 300, like as normally finished quite strong, but so I knew I was had some ground to make up.
Mark English fifth in the 800 heats, and Michelle Finn back from injury to be 14th in the 3000 steeplechase semis, both bowing out. Tonight it's the mixed 4x400 metres relay final. Rashida Ateleke, Thomas Barr, Charlene Maudsley and Chris O'Donnell are set to be the quartet. Jodie McCann is in the women's 5,000 metres final with Israel Olatunde in the 100 heats and Eric Favours in shot put qualifying. Will Downing, Rome.
In tennis, Yannick Sinner leads Carlos Alcaraz 2-1 in their French Open semi-final at Roland Garros. After this, Alexander Zverev faces Casper Ruud as they look to mix Sunday's showpiece. In cricket, Ireland are taking on Canada in their second T20 Cricket World Cup group match in New York. Ireland won the toss and chose to bowl first. Their opponents are 102-4 after 15 overs. And finally, in rugby, Leinster and Ulster's teams have been named for tomorrow's United Rugby Championship quarterfinal at the Aviva Stadium. 12 of the players who started the Investec Champions Cup final return for Leinster. Among them is James Ryan, who captains the side. Gary Ringrose remains absent as he continues to recover from a shoulder injury, while Stuart McCluskey has been past fit and is one of three changes for Ulster following their defeat to Munster last weekend. That's your sport for today, but don't forget we'll be heading down to Tom Stafford in Cork for updates on Finn Harp's trip to play Cove from 7:45. Michaela.
Thanks, Mark. And for weather now, a mix of cloud and clear spells this evening. Mostly dry, apart from some scattered showers tonight, with lowest temperatures of 6 to 9 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Voter turnout is steady across Donegal as the country takes to the polls to elect 14 MEPs and almost 1,000 councillors. So far, turnout in some polling stations in the county is above 20%, with a rush expected later this evening. Childcare services from across Donegal gathered outside Letterkenny Public Services Centre today to demonstrate over the lack of support from government for the facilities affected by defective concrete blocks. 23 childcare buildings in Donegal are impacted. The Peace Plus programme has been hailed by a former mayor of Derry and Strabane as a vital element of the ongoing effort to develop and improve the entire northwest region. Councillor Sandra Duffy was speaking after the Council and the Peace Plus Partnership Board officially launched a €9.2 million funded programme. And Gardaí in Donegal say the lack of care shown for road safety by some road users is shocking, and that unfortunately the road safety message is still not being taken on board by everybody. Over the past few days, a number of drivers have been arrested on suspicion of drug driving in the Letterkenny area. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuacht with Colm Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Seamur Mahasa, Colm Ferriter and Shalin the Prev Skilty. Ta Fwael Chakarha, a good Rus Nigeltakta, Riv, and Anastiakt at a Fogarha, again run Tuya August Pobble, Idogri Fuin Air, Sigeltakt. Ta Anastiakt Santus Infrastructure, in Glass Valley, Gorham Valley, Parkana Farisha, August Bali Rahiakta, Fogarha, Carter Bali Shulo Janua are foiled in Kedur Mar in Lechonskadal. A horus takiokt, the sport for you and we for near, nos kayakal lugus boards nawa. A max na dogri fogarha, Ta shulan vuruch an mwielein balan a finya chon de gunan all few yakhead milli euro. August a shuloj ironroj vokashi chon de gunan all foster few lia villun euro e. Ta clar ebra grevi yokti falsiha a glorning ale. A horti a tror da agri hori, agus eske hori, grupi sugarha tri mani geliga. Es clar gnivyakti e an falsahan, a clar spree da grupi sugarha, en ar fejer mirina a fiku as kid, agus a fiha gniv fui traha tema. Ba e suzi e galahir, as lecher kennen, agus a ta e mongro na tutsis bega a scrive an lord da glor negale. August Carter foil to river Irish lahain schema takiokta gno fihi fihi sigahar the hood forest the geliga taki and then scheme shot la fenter tradala vaga August van veja and geliga a hurricane kin in a god gno lakti fridge corhiokt pakistiokt seven aggression August our margiokta clocha be gno lakti in kalihe a digital source could you lia. An chastas omlan a lorig frigin skim. Agus te tellu olas airfoil egin siv faras na geiriga bonkai I. Sin machod se eligolier slan agus banat.
The obituary notices for Friday evening, June 7th. The death has taken place of Vic Whittington, Cranig Boy, Lochras Point, Ardra. His remains will repose at Shovelin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, tomorrow evening from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. and on Sunday at his son Shane's residence, Lochras Point Road, Ardra, from 12 noon until 10 p.m. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 10:30 a.m. to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, with cremation afterwards in Lakeland's Crematorium, County Cavan, at 4 p.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations to Irish Cancer Society if desired. Care of any family member. The death has occurred of Donald Deveny, Rosheen South, Mahery. Donald's remains will be reposing in McGlynn's funeral home this evening, with rosary at 8 p.m, followed by removal to his daughter Geraldine's home in Rosheen, reposing tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m, with rosary at 8 p.m. House private from after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral mass on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. in St. Crone's Church, Dunlow, with interment afterwards in Mahery Cemetery. The death has taken place of Eileen McDevitt, King Arrow, Fintown, County Donegal. Eileen will repose at her home from 5 p.m. this evening. Funeral mass at 1 p.m. on Sunday afternoon in St. Columbkill's Chapel, Fintown, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time from after the rosary until 11 a.m. The funeral mass can be viewed on St. Columbkill's Chapel, Fintown, Facebook page. The death has taken place in Alexandria, Scotland, of James Joseph Boyle of Beardston, formerly of Torrey Glen, Glasgow, reposing at Sweeney's funeral home in Ballybowes, Falcarra, tomorrow evening from 6 p.m. Rosary will be at 9 p.m. Funeral leaving Sweeney's funeral home in Ballybowes, Falcarra on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St. Finan's Church, Falcarra at 11 a.m, followed by burial in St. Finan's Graveyard. The funeral mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv and Sweeney's Funeral Services Facebook page. The death has taken place of John Conaghan, Cock Boy, Lochras Point, Ardra. His remains will repose at Shovelin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, Ardra, until 9 p.m. tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Travelling to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, at 11 a.m. for funeral mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Patients Comfort Fund at Killybegs Community Hospital and Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Raymond Page, 5 St. Union's Terrace, Ruffo, formerly Woodford, County Galway. Raymond will be reposing at his late residence until 10 p.m. tonight, and tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m, with rosary at 9 p.m. both nights. Mourning of the funeral is private to the family, please. Funeral cortege leaving his late residence on Sunday afternoon at 1:30 p.m, going to St. Union's Church, Ruffo, for 2 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed online via the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, Letterkenny, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of John Moody, Kiltool, Convoy. Funeral leaving his late residence tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, in St Mary's Church convoy, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the old graveyard. House private to family and close friends only, please. Family time on the morning of the funeral. Rosary tonight at 9 p.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Brindley Manor Nursing Home, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.